This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An investigation into the shooting of Christian Glass by a Clear Creek County deputy is going to a grand jury. Glass was inside his car when he was killed, and after he called 911 for help, Glass refused demands by police to get out of his car, saying he was too scared. Police said they feared for their safety because Glass had knives in the car. Denver police spend thousands of hours arresting people for minor offenses associated with homelessness, according to a new study. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
National think tank The Urban Institute explored what could happen when Denver communities address the causes of homelessness instead of policing it. The analysis expands on a 2016 initiative which offers housing subsidies and other services to people experiencing homelessness with 8 or more arrests across 3 years. The new study found that offenses associated with homelessness, including criminal trespassing, liquor possession, and loitering, accounted for 21% of cited offenses within a target group of about 2,000 people in 2018. According to the study, if those in the target population were offered supportive housing, then the number of arrests in 2018 could have been cut in half. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Metro area buses and trains will be free to ride tomorrow for National Vote Early Day. Rides will also be free on Election Day, November 8th, and ballot drop boxes are also available at some RTD stations around the metro area. In Colorado Springs this morning, 38 degrees. In Denver, a chilly 33. It should be warmer along the Front Range on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.